Press TV headlines. Afghans say a U.S.-led attack has killed 30 civilians, including women and children. The Palestinian Authority says Israel must choose between peace and settlements. And also this hour in Italy, church victims slammed the Vatican over the way it's handled their cases. Watching World News here on Press TV. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, another deadly U.S.-led attack has once again drawn Afghans onto the streets. Hundreds of people staged an anti-U.S. demonstration in eastern Laghman province to protest a U.S.-led attack that killed dozens on Friday. Locals say 30 civilians, including women and children, lost their lives in a military operation in the province. But NATO officials say gunmen were the target of the operation. Police fired warning shots to disperse the protesters. Several people are reportedly injured. The protesters argue that Afghan civilians mainly fall victim to the foreign military operations. Well, three more U.S.-led foreign troops have lost their lives across Afghanistan. NATO says one of the soldiers was killed by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. The other two were killed in a separate bomb attack in the country's east on Friday. With 536 soldiers killed so far this year, 2010 has become the deadliest year for the U.S.-led troops since the war began 9 years ago. In a separate incident in the west of Afghanistan, a U.S. drone went down in Farah province. Afghan officials say the drone crashed due to technical problems. However, Taliban militants claim they have shot down a NATO helicopter in Farah, killing 22 U.S. soldiers. The acting Palestinian Authority chief says there will be no deal with Israel unless it stops settlement expansions on occupied Palestinian land.
Israel must choose between peace and the continuation of settlements. Our demand for the cessation of settlement activities, the lifting of the blockade, and putting an end to illegal Israeli policies and practices do not constitute preconditions for talks.
Well, Mahmoud Abbas was addressing the UN General Assembly. He also accused Israel of continuing to adopt expansionist and domination policies. He said such a mentality has created dangerous problems for Palestinians. The settlement issue has been threatening the fresh U.S.-backed talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Abbas has warned that the talks could be cut short if Tel Aviv presses ahead with its settlement plans. Well, to analyze this further, we're being joined by the director of IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, there have been many ups and downs in the process of these talks. It seems the only thing keeping the talks going is the U.S. pressure. What is it in there for the U.S. government?
Well, there is a lot of pressure within the United States domestically on every president to pursue something that looks like peace process. And that has been the tradition from different groups, from the Arab governments is one side, and then from the pro-Israeli camps, those who are in the extreme or those who are in the peace camp, so-called peace camp. So there is a pressure, and the United States tries to always to give that impression that it's doing something about it. Realistically, there is not a real outcome out of these negotiations, because these have been going on for over 20 years, and result is very, very small. So nothing is expected. This is only in response to domestic and regional pressure.
Right, but how would you evaluate this U.S. pressure, considering it seems to be more on the Palestinian Authority than on Israel?
The Palestinian Authority is the weakest player in this party here. So they will receive the largest pressure, especially from the United States, which is unable to pressure Israel or unwilling to do that, because again, you have a lot of pro-Israeli politicians in the United States, and the Israeli lobby is powerful enough to not to block any U.S. Pressure, especially with this administration. The Palestinian Authority, specifically today, is the weakest. It's not only because the Palestinians are weak, because you are only talking to one part of the Palestinian people. Mr. Abbas only represents probably the minority of the Palestinian people, not even the majority today, because you have the Hamas on the other side, which probably is now in the majority. It controls Gaza and the West Bank. The Palestinian people outside Gaza sympathize mostly with Hamas's position, not with Mr. Abbas.
Right now, there were reports in the Israeli media that Abbas might agree to continue the negotiations, even if Tel Aviv continued its settlement expansion. But now, suddenly, we're seeing this message from Mahmoud Abbas at the UN General Assembly. Do you think Abbas was trying to give a warning to the Israelis and Americans, or was it just a PR move to appease the Palestinian public opinion?
I think this was just a rhetoric on his part. He knows he has taken the decision to continue with the negotiation because, in fact, this is the only way for him. If he wants to stay in power, he must please the major power, Israel and the United States. If he wants to lose his position and the international aid from the United States and Europe, he will stop the negotiation. This is the only option he has, and he will take this route. What he said in New York doesn't mean anything. It's just for public consumption.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the director of IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad, speaking to us from Washington. Many thanks, sir, for your insight here on Press TV, as always. Well, the United States is using the September 11 attacks as a pretext to pressure other nations and violate their rights. That's according to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. On Thursday, Ahmadinejad proposed that an independent UN panel investigate the 9/11 incident.
The world changed on this day, September 11, 2001. Nearly 3,000 people died following attacks on the World Trade Center. Shortly after the 9/11 events, the U.S. government launched a massive military operation against those it accused of being behind the attacks. October 2001 saw the U.S. military invasion of Afghanistan to remove the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which Washington blamed for 9/11. The war goes on to date with no sign of success. Tens of thousands of Afghan civilians have died as the situation in Afghanistan remains far from stable and peaceful. And that's not all. The United States also invaded Iraq in 2003. It linked Saddam Hussein's Iraq to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. 9 years have passed since 9/11 and the world is still dealing with its aftermath. But what exactly happened on that September day? The US government says 19 Al-Qaeda hijackers crashed two passenger jets into the World Trade Center in New York City and one into the Pentagon outside Washington, D.C. But many around the world just don't buy the official account. Addressing the UN General Assembly on Thursday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called for the establishment of a UN fact-finding mission to find out who carried out the attacks.
In identifying those responsible in the September 11th attacks, there were three viewpoints. First, that a very powerful, complex terrorist group able to successfully cross all layers of the American intelligence and security carried out the attack. This is the prevalent viewpoint, which has been supported mainly and advocated by American statesmen. Second, that some segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East in order to save the Zionist regime.
The Iranian president's comments met with fierce criticism from the European Union and the U.S. government.
Of ground zero, where families lost their loved ones, people of all faiths, all ethnicities, who see this as the seminal tragedy of this generation. For him to make a statement like that was inexcusable.
Back home, Ahmadinejad responded to Obama's remarks.
The U.S. government showed an awkward reaction. It would approve the formation of the fact-finding mission if it really did nothing wrong.
He also defended his call for a 9/11 probe.
The U.S. government cannot tell its own account of things and expect everyone to accept and trust it. It was our legal right to call for the formation of a fact-finding group to investigate and find out who has really done that.
Over the past 9 years, so many lives have been lost, many people have been jailed, civil liberties and privacy of large numbers of people have been violated, and there's been a rise in Islamophobia. Now the question is why the United States is so fiercely against an independent probe into an event that changed the course of history.
The Czech Republic has criticized the UN's calls for increased global governance of the world's economy. President Václav Klaus made the remarks at the UN General Assembly on Saturday. Klaus said setting more regulations for markets is the wrong way out of the global economic crisis. He asked international organizations, including the UN, to reduce their expenses and leave the solutions to governments. On Thursday, the Swiss president of the General Assembly, Joseph Diaz, urged the UN to fulfill its global governance role. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. These are the headlines this hour. Afghans say a U.S.-led attack has killed 30 civilians, including women and children. The Palestinian Authority says Israel must choose between peace and settlements. And in Italy, church victims slammed the Vatican over the way it's handled their cases. And in the next half of the bulletin right here on Press TV, we'll tell you more about the deadly rainstorms in the Caribbean. Stay tuned. Pedophilia scandals have rocked the Vatican over the past months. Now in Italy, a group of victims of sex abuse say pedophile priests have gathered to protest against the way the Catholic Church has handled the accusations.